This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's leader undergoes emergency heart surgery shortly before a tense vote on legal reforms. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is recovering after an emergency heart procedure involving the fitting of a pacemaker. His medical emergency comes amid surging tension over the government's legal reform plans, with lawmakers in Netanyahu's absence now debating the planned overhaul's first piece before a parliament vote could turn it into law. Meanwhile, mass protests against the plans are continuing on the streets for a seventh month. If approved, the measure could limit Supreme Court powers by stopping judges from striking down government decisions, something critics say will allow political leaders to pass arbitrary decisions and enable corruption. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Russia struck the Ukrainian Black Sea city of Odessa again on Sunday, killing at least one person and wounding 22 others, including four children. The early hours attack keeps up a barrage of blasts that has damaged critical port infrastructure in southern Ukraine in the past week. Russia has been launching persistent attacks on Odessa, a key hub for exporting grain, since Moscow pulled out from a landmark grain deal on Monday amid Kyiv's grinding efforts to retake its occupied territories. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday that Kyiv's counteroffensive had failed as he began two-day talks with his Belarus counterpart and closest ally, Alexander Lukashenko. The longtime leaders met for the first time since Lukashenko helped end a mutiny by Russian Wagner mercenaries in Russia last month, in the biggest threat to Putin's more than two-decade rule. Lukashenko said, quote, there's no counteroffensive, end quote, before being interrupted by Putin, who said, quote, there is one, but it has failed, end quote. This is VOA News. The number of people dead from overnight flash floods caused by torrential rain in central Afghanistan has risen to 26, with more than 40 people missing, officials said on Sunday. A spokesperson for the State Ministry for Disaster Management said a total of 31 people had been killed nationwide in floods since Friday, and extensive damage had been caused to property and farmland. Authorities say nationwide, 214 people have been killed in natural disasters-related incidents in the last 4 months. Some 19,000 people have been evacuated from the Greek island of Rhodes as wildfires continue burning for a sixth day on three fronts, Greek authorities said on Sunday. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Ministry of Climate Change and Civil Protection said it was the largest evacuation from a wildfire in the country. Local police said that 16,000 were evacuated by land and 3,000 by sea from 12 villages and several hotels with no casualties. Six people were briefly hospitalized with respiratory problems and were later released. Displaced people have been provided with accommodation in other hotels, gyms, and a conference center. Greek authorities are in contact with embassies to assist those who might have left their travel documents behind. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A UPS strike could be just around the corner, with delivery worker contracts expiring July 31st. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
UPS workers in Atlanta hold a practice picket. Contract talks broke down July 5th but resumed Tuesday. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says they're asking for better pay and improved working conditions.
This company has made $100 billion, and they've rewarded Wall Street, they've rewarded CEO, they've rewarded high-level management people who have never touched a package.
O'Brien says part-time workers make a minimum of $16.20 an hour. UPS says it offers industry-leading pay and benefits, but also says it's prepared to increase that. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of pro-democracy protesters in Thailand gathered on Sunday in a show of support for the leader of the MOVE Party after conservative opponents thwarted his latest attempt to become prime minister. MOVE Forward won the May election after receiving strong youth support on a platform of anti-establishment policies, including reforming the military, ending business monopolies, and amending the royal insult law, which protects the powerful monarchy from criticism. Voters are going to the polls in Spain Sunday in a general election that could make the country the latest European Union member to swing to the political right. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.